Hello, saints. Hope you're all doing well and striving onwards. The Lord put something on my heart that I want to share with you that came out of a study which we did recently with some brothers in Philippians, where we were afterwards talking about how part of our faith is preparing ourselves for death. But have we considered also that part of the faith is not just preparing ourselves for our death and when the Lord calls us home if we endure in the faith, but in preparing ourselves for the death of the other saints in our lives? This is a sobering thought. Paul tells us that we can comfort ourselves with the words of the Lord, the resurrection and the coming of the Lord, and that if we all endure, we shall be with him. But while we are yet here, we are all amazingly blessed to have godly, holy, older brethren, saints that go on before us, holy sisters, holy brothers, to show us the word and truth, to give us an example of what it means to walk in the faith, to teach us the doctrines and the oracles of God, to teach us how to rightly divide what it means to be holy saints and how to do this. This is an amazing blessing that the Lord has bestowed upon us, and we should never be unthankful for it. But have we considered, saints, that if the Lord tarries and we live, that the day might be coming, well, the day will come when these saints will go home to be with the Lord? What will we do then? Have we considered this? Are we preparing to step up? And are we preparing to become those holy, godly saints that are aged in the faith, that can expound on the oracles of God and teach the truth to teach and guide younger saints? Are the brethren studying the Word of God to know how to contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints? Paul writes this to other younger brethren when he tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:14, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." He tells Titus, Titus 1:9, "Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers." He tells Timothy to hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and in love which is in Christ Jesus. This is our calling, brethren. The sisters also, are you preparing and training up to become those women that are aged in the faith, to teach the younger women holiness? While women do not teach doctrine, they should yet know the doctrines and oracles of God, that they might walk in them. The younger brethren, there is hardly a functioning body that is to be found. We do not know of a fully functioning New Testament body these last days. We know of saints scattered abroad. Are we prepared to rise up and take the place and become godly, holy saints in all things? Are we learning the oracles of God and asking questions and learning and preparing for that? We're supposed to be training up for the work of the ministry and the edifying of the body and the perfection of the saints. We do this, but this is not just learning how to spread the word and preach the gospel and minister the word to the people on the streets. This also means that we need to learn how to make disciples, how to teach others how to walk in the faith. Do we know all the doctrines? Do we know how to contend, how to rightly divide the truth? Do we know how to discern between good and evil? The Spirit will guide us, yes, but when we have others, are we doing all we can to learn from them? Are we following and modeling the examples of the saints before us and learning how to be that example for other saints after us? Are the sisters learning and knowing how to witness the gospel and how to counter all the feminized arguments of the wicked culture, that they may teach the sisters who may come after them how to be godly, holy women and how to convince the gainsayers there? Are the brethren studying? Are we doing everything we can? My point here is to say that time is short. We do not know how long we will have godly older saints to help us. Are we taking full advantage of what the Lord has blessed us with here to make full proof of our ministry and to grow in all things as we should? Or are we kind of just relying and taking for granted and hoping that, well, it's going to be a long time yet, we can sit and struggle with our flesh a long time. We can kind of coast back and forth between overcoming things. We can take a long time to grow into that. How do you know how much time we have? Time is short. We are in the last days. Jesus gave us some sobering words when he said, "When the Son of Man returns, do you think he will find faith on earth?" Are we going to be there? Are we going to make sure that the faith once delivered unto the saints is contended for and that we know how to do this? It is a serious charge. O Timothy, keep that which is committed unto thy charge. Are we keeping everything that's committed unto us, or are we just not shouldering the full weight of the cross? The burden of following Christ is more than just the struggles in the flesh which we must overcome. We overcome sin, yes, but we must also carry the cross of Christ and preach Christ crucified in the biblical gospel which the whole false churchianity system rejects. It is on us, brethren, to carry this to the whole world. It is on us to be the watchman on the wall. Do we have our sword sharpened? Do we know how to use it? Do we know how to do this? Are we doing everything we can? Consider this in the Lord and let's put forth more zeal to do this with a more earnest fervor, to grow and to bear much fruit for God's glory.